This recording, Australia 28, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Oh, okay, so I was born in Bondi Junction in Sydney, Australia, in 1960. I went to a local school. Then I went to university, studied things, arts, economics, and when I was about 23, I went to Hobart to live in Tasmania, and later I moved up to Brisbane. I work in the performing arts, and I have a cat. Very nice place here, nice cat. Yesterday I was sorting out my underwear. Well, I was unpacking the laundry basket and I threw my underwear into the underwear shelf. And then I heard, and it was my cat sleeping in the underwear shelf, who was most offended that I was throwing smalls at her. She went, and then looked at me like, "Are you going to keep throwing things?" And I went, And so she jumped out, sort of like stalking off like that. Yes. I am a performer, and I have had a clown character, a grandma, a Chinese grandma, who speaks something like this. "Hello, everybody. How are you? Grandma here. I still got all my teeth. Well, almost all my teeth, all except one. I lost that the other day." Okay? Okay, so that is good. But that's really not a true accent of, it's kind of an exaggeration of people I've known. What else? I have a woman who was hearing impaired from the United States told me that I have got a Chinese English accent in that she reckoned I cut off the ends of D's. For example, that I'll exaggerate a bit, that I say good instead of good. I've not noticed myself saying good instead of good, but it's possible. there wasn't a good in the passage that I read for you.